We talk some football as we're joined on the telephone by the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
Big day for the Black Bears. Early signing day today. And you've got 8 new Black Bears in the fold. That's pretty exciting news.
Yeah, you know, it's been a really good recruiting period for us, and we were able to sign 8 guys. And you know, the signing period has been going on, the early one, for 3 years. So this is the most we've signed, and I feel really good about the class.
What was your top priority, or were you just looking for the 8 best athletes you could get?
I mean, we have some priorities at certain positions, but you know, ultimately, we want to sign the guys that we had visited in December, and we're ready to make a decision. So we had some guys who are, you know, priority list at certain positions, and then there'll be some others in January that fits their timetable. So it kind of varied, I would say.
Let's talk first about a transfer from Rutgers, running back, 5'11", 210-pounder from Piscataway, New Jersey. What can you tell us about Elijah Benwell?
Yeah, so Elijah, I recruited out of high school when I had North Jersey. He actually went to the same high school as Charles Mitchell, who just graduated for us. But it's really good high school football, and you know, he was a great player coming out. Played at Rutgers a little bit, was on special teams, and was just behind a couple guys at running back. So, you know, he entered the portal, and we had recruited him, got him up on a visit, and you know, we were lucky enough to be able to get him. So I feel really good about him right now.
You've gone back to Europe. You've had success with Copenhagen's own Matthias Stalso. Tell us about the offensive lineman from Dusseldorf, Germany, Tim Burgartz.
Yeah, I mean, Tim's a big boy. you know, we were very fortunate to be able to get him up on a visit. Had a couple other things in the MAC in terms of offers. And you know, he had an ACL injury, so he missed a little bit of time his senior year. But everything checks out and everything's good. So we were very lucky to get him up on a visit. And actually, Matthias was his host on the visit. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, certainly by design. So it was a good pass. And, you know, we think he can be a really good tackle for us down the line.
Another running back you brought in from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Tavion Banks. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Tavion's just a hardworking, strong kid, has speed, plays very good high school football at Bethlehem Catholic. Actually, it's probably about 15 minutes from Anthony Harris, the quarterback we signed. So it's all really the same area. But, you know, he's a very good-looking back who, you know, we'll see. I mean, he's going to challenge to play, and we have a few guys who are, you know, in that room now. But, you know, we feel pretty good about him.
He's another guy, and I noticed a lot of them had this distinction. They were awfully good students. You got a lot of honor roll guys in this class. How important is that to have guys who are smart?
It's definitely important. We, you know, we look at it, and naturally you want to take guys who were honor roll, you know, team captains. Those are the type of things you really look for. And I think this group, you know, I think we had 5 or 6 guys who were honor roll out of the 8. And, you know, it really varies across the board, but ultimately we do look for that because you want the best student athletes you can get. And we feel like we did that just for this period.
You mentioned Anthony Harris, a quarterback from Nazareth, Pennsylvania, left-hander. What did you like about him?
We with the last few quarterbacks that we've had, starting with Chris Ferguson and then Joe, and now with these guys, we've been able to see them throw. So we saw him in camp. One of our coaches was able to see him play in a game. So he played, had a very productive senior season. He's a dual-threat guy, does a lot of things, was a winner. Really has that it factor, great family, good student, you know, just felt really good about him. And, you know, in terms of as a player, but also what he can do off the field, I just think he's a real leader.
And another quarterback out of Philly and West Catholic Prep, Derek Robertson.
Yeah, so Derek's a Bridgeton Academy guy, actually. He came up from Iona Prep, which is a big high school in New York, and he prepped for a year. Had a lot of interest, didn't end up with any offers, and came to a bunch of games. I think he went to 3 games in the fall for us, which were all wins, so he was 3-0 up here. So Derek had a good thing going. But he very interested in us. We were very interested in him, and he's actually going to be a mid-year guy, so he'll be here in January. So
that's great.
Feel good about him as well, yeah.
Nick Charlton with us here on Downtown. You graduated some talented defensive linemen, and so you got a new one coming in from Brick Township, New Jersey, 6'4", 240, John Costanza.
Yeah, great kid, really good family, very good program down there in South Jersey. You know, John's a hardworking kid. He's got long hair that everybody will notice that I suggest that he keep because, you know, it's a good signature. But he's a great kid, tough football player, our type of guy. I think he's going to, you know, be able to make an impact. He's all in, very bought into what we're doing here. Visited for the Sacred Heart game earlier in the year. So we'll be signing a few more at defensive line, but, you know, he's definitely the first one and one of the first to commit. So he's a big part of our class.
And let's hear about this defensive back from Nazareth, Pennsylvania, Shakur Small, 6'3", 185, and appears to be, from what we saw, extremely fast.
Yeah, Shakur is a very interesting, intriguing prospect. You know, he's a guy who has played a lot of football, played for a good program, tough kid, you know, can do a lot of different things, has ball skills, really liked his family, you know, had a few offers and things like that, so we were fortunate to get him on a visit last weekend, and he really liked it. And it went well, and he connected with our guys. And, you know, he's a guy who's going to compete at safety. We have a few more guys that we are going to sign at that spot. That's a big area of need for this class and going into January. So we feel really good about him.
And finally, a linebacker from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 6'2", 230, Tyshawn Stewart.
Yeah, so he was the first to commit in the class, visited unofficially over the summer. It's actually Jaquan Blair's high school.
Nice.
So we had a connection out there, and Mike Ryan's recruited that area for a long time. You know, great-looking linebacker, young kid, very athletic, like long arms, rangy, can tackle, can cover. I think he can do a lot of different things for us. So we think he's a real steal for the early signing period.
So what's the next phase for you? Is there a little break in recruiting before you can start up again?
Yeah, so, I mean, this week, that was the beginning of the dead period, so we can't go out, can't do anything. And we were starting to evaluate what we needed to do moving forward, who we thought we were going to sign, and, you know, addressing the areas of need. So we get a little bit of time right now, so I'll be here and get a little family time and those type of things, and our staff will get that, which is great. And then, you know, as the dead period starts to wind down at the beginning of January, that's when we start to ramp it up. You know, we'll stay recruiting our guys that we're looking at for that February 5th signing day throughout the whole period. But when it opens back up about mid-January, that's when we'll start actually heading out on the road and having visits and things like that.
How many scholarships do you have left?
I mean, it's always a little bit in flux just with our ability to move some things around. But we'll end up signing a similar class probably in February, so it'll be comparable. You know, we signed 8 this time, so it'd be somewhere in that area, depending on how the scholarship works. But, you know, we expect it to be, you know, a good-sized class overall. We got a lot of guys to replace, some needs and some depth situations. So we'll be looking at freshmen. We'll be in the portal. We'll be doing all those things. And, you know, we've already evaluated a lot of that stuff. And that's why we were able to sign the 8 guys we did. And, you know, we'll keep doing it in January.
And do you hold on to maybe 1 or 2 of those in case something comes up in spring or summer?
Yeah, typically we do here. I mean, we have 63 full scholarships. And, you know, we always sign pretty close to that. Last year, you know, my first year doing this, we really emphasized pushing that towards the 63. And then also having close to 100 players total on the roster, with walk-ons and everybody like that. So we ended up with 99. So this year it'll be similar. We'll end up having a couple spots after the signing day, hopefully, you know, so that just we can see what opens up in the spring. And then we'll continue to build the walk-on pool and then partial scholarship type guys as we go.
Chris Ferguson, of course, entered the transfer protocol and is looking to play one more year somewhere. Obviously, that's an opportunity for him to try and take his game to the next level. We're seeing a lot more of those grad transfers. How much of that, too, was also you wanting to go and the staff wanting to go in a different direction with the style of quarterback?
We didn't, you know, with Chris, everybody was very transparent, and Chris and I have a very good relationship. So we had conversations prior to, you know, his decision to leave the program. And, you know, that wasn't something that we had pushed him to do or anything like that. That was a conversation we had, and ultimately he felt like it was best for him and his family to do that. And I fully supported him. You know, I talked to him earlier today and continue to support him. So, you know, I think Joe and the direction the offense is going in is something that's you know, very explosive and electric and all those type of things, because I think we have some good skill players. But at the same time, you know, we're always going to fit our offense to the quarterback. So for Chris, he chose to leave. I totally support that. But at the same time, you know, we have to be prepared to fill those gaps in and continue to recruit guys.
Absolutely. Well, it looks like you're off to a tremendous start with this first group of eight in the early signing period. Congratulations to you and the staff. Enjoy that little break and have a wonderful Christmas with the family. And we look forward to more exciting news when the next signing day rolls around.
You as well. Have a Merry Christmas, Rich.
Thank you, Nick. Nick Charlton talking Black Bear football with us on Downtowner Black Bear Reports, brought to you by the Sea Dog Brewing Company, home of the Black Bear Coaches Shows, Front Street in Bangor, and Clearpoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.